With the help of three experts, I'm going to explore the field of music therapy more in depth. Let's start with what is music therapy. It's a form of psychotherapy that uses musical interactions, sometimes combined with words. The therapist uses the music as a tool to connect, communicate, help, and overcome the patient's emotional difficulties and resolve them as much as possible. Music therapist Sarah Gill explains this to us.
Music therapists use music as a way of connecting to other people and helping them to resolve maybe emotional problems that they might be having. And often it's used where people might find it difficult to access talking therapies, traditional talking therapies. So either people with like severe learning disabilities or people with severe mental health problems, autism, dementia. So it's about accessing people's emotional life in a different way, really.
In UK, there are two different approaches to music therapy. Music therapist Gemma Lenton-Smith explains them.
Here in the UK, we have two styles of music therapy. Again, the psychodynamic approach, but then we have a school of thought called Nordoff Robbins, which is more music-based, and they analyse the actual music that is being produced, whereas the psychodynamic approach is when a client comes into the room and they bring whatever emotional element.
Music therapy is mainly, but not only, about improvised music. As a therapist said, the clients go to the sessions and express what they feel and what they want to communicate through music. It's the patient who leads with his or her music, the therapist, that has to make sense of whatever music the clients make. But what happens when someone cannot play an instrument? Peter McGowan, music therapist and lecturer at the University of Roehampton, illustrates what happens in this case.
Now you think that's random sound, but if I sing with that, I mean, I'm accompanying myself there, but if somebody was just tossing that on, if they were just fooling around with a piece of something, they're already making a sound, and suddenly we're making music together.
The aim of music therapy, therefore, is to help people in different ways, and, using Peter's words, is the person first, then the diagnose. It's person-centered, not diagnose-centered. So music therapy does not modify people's emotions, but it's used as a means to express, create and change moods and emotions in order to work on a particular issue. The effect that therapists would like to produce is better mental health and emotional well-being.